The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It is a Wednesday, and I am delighted that you have chosen to spend some time with us. And as I said a minute ago, I feel like this is the eye of the hurricane. We are surrounded by seriously mass hysteria about this coronavirus. As you know, I've told you many times, we have a large TV monitor here in the studio on the wall. And when I came in, the Weather Channel was on. As it is often, other people here in the studios like to have the Weather Channel up. So I come in, the Weather Channel is on. They're talking coronavirus on the Weather Channel. Wall to wall on the Weather Channel. What can you expect? How can you get it? If you get it, what should you do? And I'm sitting here going, this is the Weather Channel. One of the female meteorologists is talking about all this, and then she says, and now we're going to go to meteorologist Sam Jones. That's not who it was, but meteorologist Jim Smith or whatever, and he's going to tell us about, and I thought, what is a meteorologist doing telling us about the coronavirus? My goodness, people. Yes, it's serious. Yes, we should be concerned. But this hysteria is getting completely out of hand. I mean, it really is. All right, let me bring you up to date. As of about an hour ago, a fourth confirmed case of coronavirus has been discovered here in Ohio. This one in Stark County. The first three were in Cuyahoga County. One was a person that had just come back, I think, from Italy. The other two, a couple that had been on an Egyptian Nile cruise. And now a fourth individual confirmed here in the state of Ohio in Stark County. Here's a headline from one of our local TV stations. Is coronavirus in Columbus? And get this, and I quote, despite a Facebook post by Columbus Mayor Ginther that said cases, plural, of COVID-19 have been identified in Columbus. We have the mayor's office in Columbus posting on Facebook that cases, plural, that's at least two, have been identified in Columbus. Oops. Later, the mayor's office clarified, well, no, not here in Columbus, but in Ohio. As far as we know from the Ohio Department of Health, 15 people right now are being tested across the state. 15. Four have been confirmed. 15 people are being tested. Now, again, will the coronavirus come to Central Ohio? Absolutely, positively, there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever that somebody here in Central Ohio is going to be confirmed with the COVID-19 virus. Should that cause panic? No, it should not cause panic. May I say again, the rate of overcoming this, if you get it, is like 97% of the people who get it are going to be fine. Old people, again, the median death rate is 80. And almost all of those 80 were confined to a nursing home with other underlying health problems. Okay? Now, I am a senior citizen. I am in the high risk. Okay? Am I panicked? No, I am not, and you shouldn't be either. The New York Times came out this morning with a big article. Over 1,000 coronavirus cases in the United States now. Okay? We have over 350 million people in America. We now have 1,000 cases. Is that going to rise? Yeah. But every year, there are 30 to 60 million cases of just the regular old flu. All right, here is from the New York Times, and I'm quoting, as of Wednesday afternoon, at least 1,026 people in 38 states and Washington, D.C. have tested positive for coronavirus, according to a New York Times database, and 31 patients have died. All right, now, if you do the math, the death rate is 0.03. 0.03. It is still very low, and almost all of those people are the very elderly, 80 years old or older, and almost all of them with other health problems as well. So I do not want to diminish the importance, but folks, please don't believe all the hype and the hysteria about this, particularly those of us who are Christians. God's in control, folks. And again, I don't say that flippantly. I really don't. I don't say it flippantly at all, but I say it seriously. God is in control. Of all people on planet Earth, that should not be panicked. Now, the World Health Organization just today has declared this an official pandemic. Now, if you know anything about the World Health Organization, it is extremely political and not always very reliable. Here is good news. In the epicenter in China, it has peaked and is declining very, very rapidly. The next largest epicenter, South Korea, it has peaked and is declining very, very rapidly. The next largest epicenter, as far as I can tell, is Italy. It has hit Italy really, really hard, and they have basically shut down the entire country. Oh, they have. Severe travel restrictions in the entire country. But even there, the number of cases is beginning to decline. So, should we be concerned? Yes. Should we be careful? Yes. Should we take precautions? Yes. But, you know, we were supposed to wash our hands a long time ago. So, again, I'm walking this fine line between understanding this is serious stuff and there are people dying, but it's not nearly as serious as the flu, not nearly as serious yet. So be calm, folks. By the way, if you refer to this as the Wuhan flu, you're a racist. That's another whole story I'm not even going to get into. Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live, and I love this audience, all of them, I do. I was just talking about the coronavirus, and I said, what in the world is the Weather Channel doing talking about it? So I got this email from a listener, and what is a minister doing telling us about the virus? Well, the folks on the Weather Channel were talking as experts and informing us. I am questioning. I'm not making any declarations, and I keep telling you, I am not an expert on anything. But I do challenge you to think, all right? So, anyway. Folks, this is a common theme on this program. And I never, ever want to be a downer. Never. But folks, this is a rough world we're living in. And in spite of what some of the TV evangelists tell you, you're not going to get off this planet without some suffering, some difficult times. You're not going to. One of the most important segments that I have done in years on this program was about a week ago on Friday when I took the 5 o'clock hour to deal with a theology of suffering. It's one of the most important segments I've done in a long, long, long time. You need to have a biblical theology of suffering because I promise you, you're going to go through times of suffering. No one is exempt. I don't know of anyone that's exempt. And if you don't have a solid biblical foundation concerning God's purposes and plans with suffering, you may just crash in flames rather than coming through it victoriously. What prompts me to say this today is about 30 minutes ago, I got an email from a dear, dear pastor friend, and he has received some devastating news about a family member. Just heartbreaking. These are dear, precious friends of Joy and I, and it's devastating news. Sweet, godly, wonderful people serving God. Ask Tony Evans. if God's choicest servants are exempt from suffering as he deals with the passing of his dear wife. So again, this is the theme that we, you and I, deal with often on this program, not to be a downer. I just don't want you to be deceived by some of the pastors, some of the preachers, some of the television evangelists that tell you all you need is enough faith. You'll never suffer. Your kids will never have problems. You'll never be sick. Your husband will never be sick. Your wife will never be sick. If you sow a seed of faith, not only is it garbage, it's false doctrine, and it is destructive. Ask the apostles whether suffering was a part of following Jesus. All of them but one died terrible martyrs' deaths. All right, enough, because I deal with this often, but pray for this family. I'm not going to give you the name or the details for obvious reasons, for privacy, but God knows who they are, and if you would, you lift them up in prayer. All right, quickly, we're going to go to Paul in Grove City. Hey, Paul, how are you today in Grove City?
Hey, Bob, buddy. Hey, man, you know me. I don't normally call you until, like, open phone Friday, but I thought this was a subject right on what I was listening to. Maybe on a different radio station, but I won't mention that.
I can't believe you do that, but at least you confessed it so I can forgive you.
Hey, but it was a good friend of yours, and I like listening to him. It's Bill Federer.
Bob, yeah, sure. Bill is a good friend.
And he was talking about, if I understood him right, that maybe – this might just be another attempt by the liberal media, again, to attack Trump because, like, I guess the likes of Michael Moore, and they mentioned one or two other names, Bob, and they're both, and they're all liberal names, they were saying that nothing short of economic collapse is going to keep Trump from a runaway election, you know. And I just was wondering what your thoughts about that was.
I think it's very obvious that the news media is trying to politicize this and use it as a weapon against Trump. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, there are conspiracies going around that this was started as a chemical weapon. I don't think I believe that. But people are trying to blame this on Trump and hoping and praying that the political backlash is so great that it will lead to the defeat of Trump. And I do believe that people on the left are willing and even hopeful that there will be a complete economic collapse in order that Trump will be defeated. I do believe that they are that evil and that hungry for power that they would wish for people to suffer financially in order to regain power. Hey, Paul, I gotta go. Thanks so much for the call.